It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about single parenting and blended families. Yesterday we talked about single parents and dating, which could lead to a blended family if you both have kids when you get married.
Yes, and that can sometimes be a little tricky. We did some research and asked our friends to help us with some of the top do's and don'ts when going Brady Bunch. First off, do start talking to your kids early about getting remarried so they'll have time to get used to the idea. In other words, don't take a weekend trip to Vegas and come back with matching rings on left fingers.
And here's the do. Do work hard to treat all the children the same and don't allow one kid to feel singled out for discipline all the time.
It's true. Do form new traditions as a blended family and work together to come up with house rules that everyone can be involved in. Don't push kids into creating relationships with the new spouse or your kids. Allow them time and space to establish those at their own pace.
And here's another do. Do make time for your marriage so it will continue to grow and flourish. And also do spend one-on-one time with each kid and stepchild, but don't expect the stepkids to call you mom or dad.
In blended families, communication is really important, so do encourage open conversation about feelings and ideas.
Tomorrow morning, we'll talk discipline in blended families. In the meantime, visit our website and vote for your favorite parent-friendly businesses in Northwest Arkansas in our Mom's Choice Awards. When you vote, you'll automatically be entered to win a great giveaway package. That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.